Hello?
Hi, is this Rachel?
Yeah, this is Rachel.
Hi, Rachel. My name is Stephen Railway. I work in corporate human resources for Trill. How you doing?
Good, how are you?
We are so sorry to see you go.
Thank you. It's bittersweet.
I know how that goes. Well, I'm calling because we need to carve out 15 minutes on Friday so you can come by HR for your exit interview and make sure you bring your checkbook, okay?
Okay, and I'm sorry, my checkbook, what do I need that for?
Well, the company has a payback policy. I'm sure you're very familiar with that.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, you've never heard of our payback policy? I'm surprised.
No, can you give me some more information?
Yeah, absolutely. Basically, all employees who have worked here for less than 5 years have to pay back the company for any perks that they use during their time on the job. So, since you've only worked here 4.5 years, you would fall under that umbrella.
That doesn't make any sense.
Makes perfect sense unless I said something really confusing. I thought I was pretty straightforward.
No, I understood you. I just never agreed to that, so I'm not, I don't believe that you can actually enforce that.
Actually, you did agree to it. When you started here, you signed an employment contract and the company payback policy was in there, so you did agree to it.
You know what? I don't even know what you're talking about, but there's nothing that I have to repay anyway.
Oh, actually, there's quite a bit that you need to repay. We can start with your vacations.
I have a paid vacation every year.
Oh, man, it's amazing that you were even able to hack it at a job for almost 5 years because you
Excuse me?
obviously, well, because you obviously didn't read the fine print of your employment contract, and you're still not really following along with what I'm saying. So we're going to need you to pay us back for the vacation days and your sick days.
Sick days? You want money for sick days too? I'm
Yeah.
not going to pay you back for any sick days, any vacation days, so we're completely covered.
You're going to be paying us back, and we added it up, and the bill is $11,466.83.
$11,000 is, I'm sorry, there is no way that I'm going to pay you that money.
You're right. There's no way you're going to pay us $11,000. You're going to pay us
No,
$11,466.
I'm not going to pay you any extra money that is unheard of. No one has to pay a company back after working for them.
You do. And do you remember Robin from sales?
What does she have to do with this? This is about me. This isn't about anybody else.
Well, Robin also thought that she didn't have to pay any money, and we had to alert the authorities. And it looks like she's about a week away from serving time in prison for not paying us back for her medical leave.
Are you serious? You are a slime ball. You're gonna go after a woman for taking medical leave?
Hip replacement, schmip replacement at that point. We're not going to pay for that.
Hip replacement, schmip replacement? What kind of horrible person says something like that? No, I'm gonna hire a lawyer and I'm gonna make sure that this doesn't happen to me or anybody else ever again in this
Okay,
company.
well, your lawyer's going to look at your employment agreement and tell you that you have to pay back the money. If you just worked for another 6 months with us, you wouldn't have to pay anything.
Unheard of, and if this was an issue, then someone should have said something to me before I had to leave.
Really, you have three options. You pay us the money, or you go to jail, or you could just work here another 6 months, then you wouldn't have to pay anything.
All right, well, you will be hearing from my lawyer.
We'll wait for your lawyer to call our 20 lawyers. Oh, it's always funny when the little person tries to fight back.
You know, I think this is complete bullshit, but I'd rather not have lawyers involved. So if we can find some kind of reasoning, if I can work an extra month or something.
Okay, there it is. She's ready to deal.
Yeah, screw you. Can we just find a way to end this agreement?
Well, it might clear things up if you knew that this is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the morning doing a phone tap on you. Your coworker Becca set you up.
I'm sorry, so do I owe money or do I not owe
No,
money?
you don't owe any money. Your coworker Becca set you up for a prank phone call. She told me that she's going to miss you at the job and wanted me to find some way of keeping you from leaving. So I guess I got a month out of you, another month.
Are you serious?
Yes. She just wanted you to stick around a little longer. So I guess she can count on you being there one more month.
No way. I am leaving, especially after this.